This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Curry, three-quarter court, lets it fly. It's good! He hit it! One dribble, one shot. Curry from three-corner court knocks it down. And if there's anything that might give you some life and some momentum heading into the locker room, it was that.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Jersey Ken, like always, producing his butt off.
This is a little incredible thriller. Right there.
Nice stick and analogy by one Guru.
Yeah, one of the greatest albums ever.
Yes, Thriller. Absolutely. Really quick, the text line. Devone the golfer was Brandon Brandel Chambly. I think I said Chandel Bliss. Chandel Bliss is an exotic dancer. Yeah, Chandel Bliss is on a pole somewhere out in Las Vegas. I don't know who Chandel Bliss is. But God bless you. That's right.
Wow,
I meant to say Brandel Chambly.
I got you. Yeah.
I forget that we're on for 4 hours today, yeah, man. I just unloaded the chamber in the first 10 minutes. I got to like...
I got your back, baby. Oh, no, we got it,
dude.
Enough.
I'll be leaking oil the last hour and a half, but you just got to carry me to the finish line. But we'll make this thing happen as we talk about what else. The Golden State Warriors. Man. If we want to work in the Giants, I know Bo Mel was on the show, but Bo Mel, you know,
feeling good.
I know, but he's not the most exciting kid on the block, so we can save him for when we really need him. I'm thinking, right? Well, I mean, we want to get to Bo Mel and the Giants, but the Giants sometimes just have a tendency to slow things down.
They got Adamas, though.
They do. I mean, it's in this time of the year, it's exciting. And the one thing I hear out of the Giants is that it's boring. There's not a lot to talk about, which is a good thing, right? Because you don't, you know, there's not a lot of questions to answer out there because a lot of things are in place as opposed to previous seasons. All right, Larry's been hanging out in San Francisco. Back out to the phone lines at 888-957-9570. Larry, what's on your mind, man? Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. No time, no here, man.
How you doing, Larry?
A lot has been happening since I last talked to you guys. But listen, this is what I want to say real quick. I'm glad you brought up those Giants. What's the name of the Japan guy we got that they got hurt last year? I seen him on the news earlier.
Jung
Hoo Lee?
Yeah, yeah. Center fielder.
Is he good, everything like they... My question is, he good like they say? And about the Warriors, wow. I didn't see that coming, man. I really didn't. But my question about the Warriors is, if this say the Warriors do make the playoffs, how much is Post going to play? Because he reminds me of a young Lambeer of the Detroit Pistons. With that one, I'm out.
Lambeer.
Wow. A Lambeer
comp. Lambeer, he wasn't bad.
Yeah, I don't know if he's Lambeer-esque. Lambeer was pretty good. And also, I think he's a much nicer gentleman than one Bill Lambeer.
He'll put you on your ass if you come down. He was nasty.
One of the nastiest. I think he epitomized, he and Mahorn and Rodman and company. I mean, like...
I saw Robert Parrish punch him. Robert should be in jail for that punch that he put on Lambeer. And it wasn't even a flagrant. It was just like, oh, the NBA, let's return to play. But, I mean, he crushed him. But he was nasty, and some said dirty.
You know, you talk about the 70s. I was on a flight, and for whatever reason, you know, I get these algorithms on my YouTube channel, and it had, like, Warriors fight, like, Rick Barry, NBA Finals. And, oh, no, it was, I think it was the Western Conference Finals, and it was against, I believe, Detroit. And they got into a melee. It was a guy by the name of Eric Money. I mean, these guys are predate all of us, but there was Rick Barry got into this. And I believe it was a guy named Charles Dudley. And this is the year the Warriors won the NBA championship. Goo, I'm telling you, man, this thing went into the front row.
Oh.
And there was a guy, I forget the gentleman. Oh, it was...
I'm bringing it up now,
The big left-handed Detroit Piston went to St. Bonaventure. He's in the Hall of Fame. My goodness, what is his name? He's had like a size 22 foot, played with the Detroit Pistons. Anyways.
I'm not helping you.
He gets punched in the face by a fan. This was...
A fan?
Yeah, no. This carried over. This is at the Cow Palace, I believe. So it rolled into the fan, it rolled into the front row here in the Bay Area. I mean, this is Malice at the Palace. Okay. Before Malice at the Palace. Like, fans are getting after it. You know, players are just wailing on fans. Guess how many players got kicked out of the game?
None. See, they're old school.
Guess how many people got suspended?
None.
No, they're all back in the game for the second half, man.
That's incredible, man.
Yeah, no, it was a different
The world was different then. There you go.
Bob Lanier, thank you very much. Bob Lanier.
Come on,
yeah. Bob Lanier was the guy. St. Bonaventure, which, of course, shout out to Wojnarowski and the Woj Bombs. Wojnarowski, who is also from St. Bonaventure and now is with their SID or something. I see where Wojnarowski is auctioning off, like, his phone.
Yeah.
And all that, like, the you can actually buy, or somebody's buying, where he's all the Woj Bombs and his interaction with the GMs, apparently.
Yeah, and so, Shams is the man now, right?
Yeah, what do you think of Shams?
Are you... I can't get past his hair. Like, he's got perfect hair, but, like, I know he's the new Woj and he's great, but I just look at him, I'm fixated on the hair. Like, yeah. But Woj was just the Woj bomb. We got to come up with Sham something.
So I do want to talk about the Golden State Warriors and just get into sort of, you know, what Steph Curry did. We're here for you, 888-957-9570. But when we think about the Golden State Warriors going forward, teams that you want to see in the postseason, I'll tell you who I don't want to see. Give me your thoughts. Right. I do not want to see the Denver Nuggets. I think the Denver Nuggets, somebody has, like, they're back. They're back to where they were a couple of years ago. And you want to know why? It's because Jamal Murray. I don't know whether it was the injury, but that young man.
Because that was a significant injury, and I was a little hard on him, but I do agree he is on his way back.
He's balling. And in a weird way, Westbrook fits out there now, that
he
lunatic.
Helps him. Yeah.
And now they got a bench, Christian Brown. Granted, it's not a good bench, but it's a bench. It's better than it was a couple of years ago. I do not want to see the Denver Nuggets.
I'm with you, and they have been the Warriors' kryptonite, you know, here in the regular season the last couple of years, and we've seen it. So I'll tell you what, Dan, I could see the Warriors kind of putting Westbrook in a situation. Other teams have tried it to where we dare you to shoot because we're packing the paint or whatnot. So I look at that like, do you want to play a team with Westbrook so you could try to manipulate what you got going on just with him, kind of target him? But I've been watching Murray here of late, too, and I was texting all my buddies, he's back.
Yeah.
Then I'll watch a game where he's kind of floating, but Denver's a problem, especially with the best player in the league in Jokic. So that's not something I would be ultra confident about, but I'd have my popcorn like old Terrell Owens and be ready for it, Dan.
Speaking of Jokic, I know SGA, a lot of people feel he should be the MVP, certainly an amazing season. And maybe we got you're on board with SGA as the MVP?
No, I was saying what's up to Grandy. He walks by, that's our little thing in the window. But I'm listening to you, D. I put my thumbs
up. Where's Grandy?
He went that way. Yeah.
All right.
Jokic. It's incredible. We take him for granted.
You have fatigue because I am telling you, he just had 19 assists the other night. He had 19 assists. What's going on? He's 46% from three. Like, what's... No, man. I know SGA's balling, but I'm sorry. Do not sleep on this guy. I know we're getting tired of it, but this dude is not from this planet.
You're going to hate this one. I don't know. You might not hate what I'm about to respond with, but Jordan could have got the MVP every year. He didn't. That's how I look at it. That was his Kobe too. Nash got a couple. So I get it, and it just feels like it's SGA's turn to get it.
So is that the way it is? It's your turn? Is that how we're doing?
Yeah,
so
Stoney hates that participation trophy type of. Does it fall under that? You know, it's his turn. Because you're right, he could get it every year. He's that good.
19 assists the other night.
He's a bad boy.
Jokic is just too much, and then he becomes just indefensible at times. And if you give him, Yeah, you don't want to see, you do not want to see that basketball team.
But his game is not more entertaining than the chef. And that's why this is special.
Yeah, let's
where
just,
we're at.
Yeah, just to get back to, I'm glad you reined me back in to Steph Curry. Once again, the 56 points last night, six shy of his career high at 62, which he had against Portland a couple of years back during COVID. Is this the one-off, or is this, you know, are you going? The problem is that, again, it looked, even with Jimmy Butler, that it was a Warrior team, that it was one-dimensional, and it's all about Steph. Granted, he went nuts, but who else is going to give you the consistent shooting? I'm out on Buddy Hield. So who's going to be that other guy? Because Steph can't obviously do that every night. Are we back to square one where we're trying to find another shooter not named Steph Curry?
Well, Moses Moody, you know, I said take for granted. I feel like Warrior fans are taking him for granted. But when you talk about the three ball, he's excelled in that area to me. Pods is kind of some Tommy, but since the return from injury, Pods has been hitting it for the most part. Both of them didn't have a good shooting game last night. But the answer to that question, I'm with you. Buddy Hield is going. I said this yesterday, and I'll say it again today. He should send an early Christmas card to Steve Kerr for having his back and running him out there, even as he was just – he couldn't hit the side of a barn. But I'm wondering, as the games go by, Dan, are the opportunities going to be less and less for Buddy Hield? But to answer your question, I'm looking at Quentin Post. I think he's going to get more time. He can let that thing fly. And then the rat on the table, we do that on this show, brought to you by Atco Dan, is something that everybody's talking about, but they won't talk about it for long, is Jonathan Kuminga. And I know the three ball's not his game, but he can hit it. What's he going to mean, and what's the trickle-down effect in regard to the impact on everybody else in regard to their playing time and just the style?
Let's talk about Jonathan Kuminga. Before we do that, let's get out to – I'll tell you what, on Saturdays, it's like Joe and Livermore.
Okay.
Here you get like full sentences for names. Thumb the Worm. All right, Thumb.
That's new.
East Palo Alto representing. What's
EPA.
Up, Thumb?
Not his name.
Hello?
What's going on, Thumb?
Hey, man. Oh, my goodness. Beautiful basketball lately. I'm glad the Warriors got rid of Wiggins, because I believe JK could slide right in that position and be more efficient is Wiggins. Wiggins wanted to sit out there and just shoot threes, but sometimes you just need to go to the bucket, get fouled, slow the game down.
Mm.
You got Steph Curry running around like a Wolverine, and it was not working at that time. Now, since they got Jimmy, the game has slowed down. You got if Draymond could calm down on the doggone turnovers, we would be more sufficient. So, it's a team effort. I like the way Pods is shooting the ball, Moody is shooting the ball, but I think JK needs to take a page from Jimmy's book and run with that.
How far can they go? Thumb, how far can they go?
They can go to the finals.
Wow.
But you gotta deal with the Lakers with Luka. Then you gotta deal with, you know, Joker. He's a bad man. So therefore, the West is wide open right now. So the Warriors just need to continue to play good, efficient basketball and just win games. And wherever they end up, I think they can be like a fourth or fifth seed. But it's all about competition, competitiveness. So the Warriors need to just ball out.
Thanks, Thumb. Goo, I want to get your thoughts on this.
I'm right here for you.
So he was talking about Andrew Wiggins. Remember when Andrew Wiggins was dealt, it was like Steve Kerr was doing a eulogy. I mean, they may as well have just been, you know, in their death shrouds, everyone in black, and just it might have been the saddest sort of, you know, post-game I've seen in recent memory. Because I think there was a reluctance for a guy like Jimmy Butler, because, and this is how I feel about it, and again, just give me your take. I think Steve Kerr, there's a level of arrogance, and there should be, because he's won and he's done it his way by getting essentially good guys.
Yeah.
And it starts with Steph Curry, because he is the greatest, I think, team sport athlete, both on and off the court in terms of it being an ambassador. There's no warts on
Facts.
This dude, right? And I think that they look for guys that sort of, they want talent, but they want them to fit into, quote-unquote, their culture. Jimmy Butler wasn't that guy. And I think that the only reason Jimmy Butler's on this team is because the Warriors got desperate. Like, they got to a point where they're like, we're backed into a corner. we got nowhere to go. We got to go get Jimmy Butler, even though I'm reluctant to do this, because what's going on and what we were seeing in the headlines every day between him and Pat Riley, that's not Warrior basketball. That's not Dunleavy and Steve Kerr, these cerebral, stoic, smart guys. Butler doesn't fit into this. I think they went into that all along just kicking and screaming, like, do we have to? I know that he's going to make us better, but he was not somebody that was their first choice because he never fit in to what it is that the Warriors have established over the last 10-plus years. Meanwhile, Andrew Wiggins was clearly their kind of guy. And the way he departed, it was like, seriously, it's like, let's hold hands and all cry together. And now that Jimmy Butler's come on board, I think that's all changed. And maybe Steve Kerr has realized that, look it, man, I've got to do things a different way. I got to compromise these so-called values we have because, yeah, Lindy Waters is a great guy and GP2 is nice and I love Kevon Looney, but they ain't doing squat, all right? Like, I got to go get ballers even though they may not fit into, quote-unquote, the Warriors culture.
Oh, man, Dan, you are spot on. And I got to tell you, when I saw Kerr speaking the way that you just described it, you were spot on, I thought to myself, just from that standpoint of what word am I looking for? They were so down and somber. Kerr was. I'm like, could this thing not work? Because maybe they didn't want to lose a safe guy in regard to personality like a Andrew Wiggins, you know, when he's around. And then it dawned on me that this is not the Cub Scouts. This is NBA basketball. And I got offended a little bit early on in the season. I'll share with you, D, that Draymond was saying, oh, I'm worried about the team when I ain't here. Okay. And then Steph was like, we don't want to rob the team of the future. And I'm thinking, like, what the hell are we talking about? I thought this was Kenny Rogers all in, the gambler. Those were just words. So when they pulled the trigger on this deal, it signaled to me that that was just talk. And if any culture could take in what we deem a renegade, because that's how Jimmy Butler was portrayed, a quitter, all the adjectives that came with whatever shenanigans you saw fit going on in Miami, it could be the Warriors by the way they've dealt with or didn't deal with Draymond Green. So I'm looking around when it's all said and done, like, what better locale for Jimmy to come to than the Warrior culture, who, again, I question, I can't believe you let him hit pool and he didn't get suspended. But they know how to deal with Dre, and damn it, they're showing they can deal with Jimmy Butler. And now we got two, I'll call them, this is a compliment real quick here, D, two pit bulls roaming the court to start the game on both the offensive and defensive end. And now Steph is, again, a kid in a candy store because there's space now for him to operate.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Back out to the phone lines. Big Smooth been standing by out in Oakland.
Our man.
Big, what's up, man? How are you today?
Smoothie.
Big Smooth.
Remember, that was Vic Alexander back in the day.
Yeah,
that was his nickname.
Vic Alexander. Chris Gatling.
Yeah, there you
go. The Gatling gun.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Cole, Palo Alto, do not disappoint. Cole, you there?
Yes, can you guys hear me?
Gotcha.
All right. Guru, I just want to say, first and foremost, happy Black History Month, my man. Figured I'd say it better late than never. In terms of the Warriors, I think the team that they remind me of the most is actually the 2022 Celtics. Because like the Warriors, I believe they were also 500 the All-Star break, and then they just got hot at the right time. Now, I'm not saying the Warriors are going to go to the finals or anything like that, but they're on that kind of tepid trajectory right now in terms of just the team coming together. They're stacking wins when they need to. And I just think they're just playing really good basketball right now. And like as we're talking about, I also agree that I don't want to see the Nuggets right now, and probably also the Lakers, just because I've always had that level of respect for LeBron and especially Luka. But other than that, I feel like I like our chances against pretty much everybody else in a seven-game series. So I think, you know, if the matchups kind of fall our way a little bit, and we keep playing the way we're playing, I think anything can happen for sure.
There it is.
Appreciate it, Cole. Yeah, I mean,
I don't think those teams want to see the Warriors if they're clicking. And Kuminga hadn't even come back yet.
Let's get
just think about that.
Let's talk about
can anything go wrong, D? Let's put the right on the table. Brought to you by Echo. I don't think so. Everything else has been roses.
Here's my issue with Kuminga. It's not an issue. But I do think that I don't think it's by accident that Pajemski's played well with Jimmy Butler. And he played well before Jimmy Butler arrived, right? After the injury, Pajemski finally found his shot and was, you know, he turned that corner. Same with Moses Moody, found his confidence. I think Moody's finally in the rotation, right? Like he's not going back to the doghouse. We're not going to not see him for a month like back in the day. But I don't think it's by accident that those two young fellas really blossomed with Jimmy Butler. Because they all have the same basketball DNA.
Wow.
They're all about 50-50 balls. They're all about hard defense. They're about just getting on the floor. It was just like two heat-seeking missiles. They were going to find each other. Now, I don't know the relationship off the court. I'm just saying that basketball players like that, they know how to assimilate with one another, right? And so with Pajemski and Jimmy Butler, they're like, hell yeah, this is going to work. You play like me, I play like you. Now, Pajemski's not as good as Jimmy Butler, but there's a similarity. There's a connective tissue.
I get that.
Like, I go after everything. Moses Moody, too. He's going to close out on your ass if you're in the corner. And he's going to run at you. And if there's a ball on the floor, he's getting after. That's the way these guys, that's their makeup, right? And so Jimmy Butler's that way. So you knew that was going to take off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey. I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more.
StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Jonathan Kuminga, I would say that's not in his resume. Not yet.
The intangibles?
The defensive rotations, the understanding of, like, you got to go all out. He's a tremendous raw athlete. But I'm just curious whether that is going to mix with the way Jimmy Butler plays basketball, which is sort of this new attitude that we're all about defense and hustle, right? Like, if you think about Jimmy Butler, he doesn't shoot threes. He doesn't cross you over.
Especially with us. He ain't made but one. Yeah.
I mean, he does it a different way. He's all about working his butt off. And I'm just curious whether Jonathan Kuminga is going to bring that proper work ethic where it's going to mesh with this sort of new-look Warriors.
Yeah, and Devone, it's a fair question, and let's be real. There's a different way to ask it in regard to, you know, if we talk about the DNA and you know, how Kuminga grew up with basketball or whatnot. But to me, I'm saying Western Conference Finals, and I'm fat-mouthing about possible finals, and I'm doing that with the glass half full, like this will be a seamless transition, because if it's not and there's some turbulence, and let's just say, for instance, that means what, Goo? Less Kuminga, then I have to reassess me telling anybody that I think the Warriors could get to those great heights. I got the Warriors getting to those great heights with Kuminga being what he was before he left here. And it's kind of tricky. If you were coach, do you sit Kuminga down and say, hey, you need to reinvent yourself? Or do you tap in and give him that emotional support of, Devone, just be the best Devone you can be and the rest will take care of itself? And about Butler and about Dre and Curry, I think they know what you just said is reality, so they can almost go out of their way a little basketball version of helping a brother out in regard to knowing what you're dealing with, because you don't want them out there like, oh my God, I got to work on all my deficiencies. Then you can't be the best version of yourself. I'm biting my nails on. It could go either way, but as far as the Warriors being a problem, it has to be positive for them to go far.
Yeah, the only way he's going to learn is by getting out there and playing with Jimmy. And I think that the one thing that the Warriors, if they are going to make a run at things, and again, I'm on board saying that this is the last dance. You got to win this thing this year. And if it's going to happen, you need someone else who can score the ball consistently.
All day.
And that is Jonathan Kuminga. And I would just give him his minutes the minute he comes back. I don't know if it's at the expense of Moody or if it's at the expense of whomever. But he's got to go back to getting his minutes because you need those 18 to 20 to 25 points, because there's nobody else who consistently, we'll see, you know, Jimmy Butler gets unlocked offensively. He's meant so much to this team, but somebody who's can consistently get to the rim and get his, he's a natural born scorer.
Man.
And the Warriors don't have any of those.
Yeah.
So the question just becomes, how does he assimilate with the way the Warriors play basketball now, which is an emphasis on defense, man? And that's never been the strong suit for one Jonathan Kuminga. But it is exciting to welcome back the young fellow. I heard that he could. I think he was in a full practice yesterday in Orlando, and so they're targeting maybe Charlotte. But he's coming.
Dude, that had to be a vicious ankle sprain, man. He's been out for a minute.
All right, what's coming up on the game? Well, you know what? Why don't I read the one that I missed, and I shouldn't be sharing this with everybody, Jersey Ken. Here you go. Download the free Odyssey app and check us out on YouTube and Twitch, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. This segment is sponsored by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water. By the way, Jersey Ken, will you answer your damn phone? What's going on here? Yeah, we're going to continue here with a little talk about the Golden State Warriors and Steph Curry. We still just want to bask in the glow of a 56 performance by a guy who's 36 years of age. It's Guru. It's Dan Devone. We'll be back right after this.
Rebound taken away by Anthony. Spins baseline. He drives, goes in. Blocked by Payton from behind. Curry's got it to the front court. Dribbles out Ben Carroll. And Steve Kerr calls a timeout with 21.4 to go. GP2 with a huge block from behind. As Anthony thought he had him beat, went up for the layup. And Payton swatted that one away. That was detected and rejected by GP2.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, that was a huge play. The block by GP2 with less than a minute to go. Tim Roy in the call. You know, it's funny. I was doing the Warriors wrap-up last night.
I had you on the dial.
The post-game show. And my man Tim Roy had a hard time out there in Orlando. It wasn't his fault. But they accidentally pulled some cords out there on the floor, so they wanted to talk to Steph, obviously, and they couldn't go to him. And then they had the wrong stats, and I could sense that Tim Roy just
running hot. Oh,
yeah,
no.
there were issues out there in Orlando. I felt for my man.
I love it.
And he came to me a lot sooner. It was kind of nice because usually they hang on to that thing a lot longer. But Tim Roy, not fond memories, I don't think, of the 56 last night. But for the rest of the NBA, let me ask you this, Goo. I mean, where does it rank in terms of, I mean, you've seen this guy grow up in front of our very eyes. You saw Steph. Yesterday was the anniversary, February 27th, of the bang bang out in OKC.
Oh, my gosh.
And then, of course, he had the 52 in New York. As far as recent memories, or where are you putting the 56 last night against Orlando in terms of what it is that Steph Curry has done throughout this brilliant career?
I'm going to say this, and I love the question. My partner, our friend, Matt Stymus, thinks that I wear Steph Curry underwear and I have a Steph Curry blanket. I don't. I love greatness, right? And he's ours, and we've seen him from the beginning. And I start that with that, Devone, because this is different to me because it signals something. And I believe the 56, not that he was trying before the game, Devone, but the 56 was a shot around the league. Not only am I back and still lethal, but we're back. And this is on top of the Bay hosting the All-Star game. I thought the city did well in regard to crime and nothing going on, just from that standpoint. Then they got the trade right before the All-Star game came in. So to me, the narrative wasn't, because it was headed that way. What are you going to do with Steph? Is he going to possibly? We were taking calls because people didn't know what was going on. The Utah lost to Devone. And then all of a sudden now, Michael's back up there with the gold glove. And I'm telling you, this hits different because you asked me and I believe it, there's still more left. Maybe not 56, but the closing part of what we saw yesterday was Barcelona-like. And that's why this dude is still box office to me. So it was 56 Lawrence Taylor, but it also was 56 of look what we got now. And Jimmy Butler, he's Abe Lincoln. Well, I'm nobody's slave. He's in freedom, you know? We're free now. I got space to operate. And real quick, Devone, before I throw it back, we talk about Steph being Michael, but that was a Tito Jackson play by GP2. And there was a series where Warriors got two offensive rebounds, and Looney's one of the guys that his whole career is he gets that offensive rebound. I'm going to throw it to Steph, and then that's when the dagger comes. So all that stuff is starting to come back. So all that to say is this 56 hits a little different because it's a reminder that he's got something left and they got action.
You know, that's a great point. I think that 56 last night, because you heard the rumblings, well, the Warriors are 7-1 since Butler. I think that was the shot across the bow. Like, the NBA stood up and took notice.
Man.
Like, oh, this is on. Steph is Steph again. Like, it's legit now. This isn't just like, oh, the Warriors are making some noise. Is this just sort of a honeymoon?
Right.
Steph just went for 56. Here he comes again. I think that you're right. That might have been the proverbial wake-up call. I feel as though maybe I'm not representing the chair well enough that I'm not like, we're all just, you know, singing the praises of Steph, and it's just a big party here. It's just too much sugar. Am I not? I feel
no, like, you're like Steiny, and I said you guys remind me. And you're not trying to. You're just cautiously optimistic. But you recognize something's happening. But, D, I think it's here for good in regard to you talked about Denver and the Warriors don't want to see them. It's really funny how it's shaping up, I believe. If other teams could kind of whisper to you, we don't want to see the – like OKC, I think early to see the Warriors would be a nightmare. Does Minnesota scare you? You know, they're doing their thing without Gobert and the black hole, Julius Randle.
Yeah.
You know, you got to implement those guys back, but they're playing good ball. But I'm like – I can't even think of a season. Steiny kept bringing up We Believe and the Baron Davis trade being Jimmy Butler. But this is – this is now a team that's won four rings that kind of was left for dead, and now they got energy. And Steph, again, looks like the kid in the candy store.
888-957-9570. Alex in Atlanta. Let's go Hot Atlanta. What's going on, Alex? Welcome to the show.
Hey, gentlemen. Thanks for having me on. Look, there were a couple things that I took away from last night. One of them is, I'll start with this.
the Warriors proved last night that they can win a game where Jimmy Butler plays atrociously. Butler had an awful night, especially in terms of his stat sheet last night, and the Warriors were still able to come away with a win. They proved that the vibes that post-Jimmy Butler trade compared to where this team was this time last season are completely different. I watched Steph drop 60 in Atlanta last year in a game they should have won, and they ended up losing that game to Atlanta in overtime because they couldn't hold on to a lead. Last night, when they took that lead over Orlando in the third quarter, I had full confidence that they weren't going to give it away. I knew the Warriors were going to win that game. Number three, it also proved to me that when they're down, they're not out. They showed you that they can still be a Warriors team where no lead is safe for an opponent, where they can still give you one of those avalanche offensive third quarters, and they can come back and swing the momentum of the game in a big way. I like the word you use, Guru, cautious optimism. I think that's where I've been at ever since they traded for Butler, but that optimism has been slowly increasing. It grew a lot after last night.
Wow.
Good job, Alex. Appreciate it. Yeah, I know Butler didn't look very good on the stat sheet, and it was probably his least impressive game since coming over. But he still D'd up when he had to. And so I think that that's infectious, man.
Like, I think the gravity of him, man.
It really is. It's just like, and then I saw, you know, GP2 with the big block. I saw Moody with a huge closeout, and Pajenski was straight. Like, he, again, maybe he's not filling it up in terms of scoring and assist and get to the free throw line as frequently as he has been. But again, he provides that defensive presence, especially when they needed to lock down in that second half. And I still think it starts with Jimmy Butler. Not that everything that goes right with the Warriors is attributed to Jimmy Butler, but I do think that the man deserves a lot of credit for just changing the way this team now approaches games, especially from a defensive standpoint. And so, you know, again, when we think about, you know, the Warriors going forward and just how good this team can be, let's not forget where they were a month ago. Did we talk about the Toronto game, man?
No, we haven't.
Like, that was the low of lows, right?
The Houston game, too?
Yeah, but the Toronto game was when Steve Kerr abruptly got up and said, I don't like a sub-500 team. They were the 12th seed.
Man.
They were under 500. Steph Curry went as far as saying, like, we got to be responsible. You talked about this, that we can't leave the cupboard bare when we leave. Like, what the hell is this? It was over.
Was that a white flag? I've said a verbal white flag.
And just, I mean, have you seen a season that has been this much of a roller coaster in terms of the emotion? The 12-3 start, they suck for 2 months, and here we are.
You know what? Off the top, I cannot. We believe it goes to there, but they never had done it before. It felt like it was just a bunch of misfits put together, and then, you know, they caught lightning in a bottle. But, Dan, to your point, they've hit every emotion. And Steph Curry, these words I'm about to share with you all came out of his mouth after one game. We're talking about his own team not built to come back. And when I heard that, I was like, my God, who is, if I'm a GM or a teammate, like, damn. So just to the caller's point, think about that. And they were down 17 last night. What were they, down 20-something to Chicago?
Yeah,
it was Butler's first game.
Yeah.
But what gives me goosebumps, and why I have a double at the cafeteria today off of this euphoria of what the Warriors have created, Dan, is I'm a guy who lives my life on, I'll never flush and forget those feelings of a month ago, because they make today greater, man. This team was left for dead, D.
Yeah, I don't
think. I'm sorry.
I don't think anybody saw this coming. And you could see Steve Kerr just going, what the hell, man? I'm on borrowed time, man. It's crazy. One guy that gets overlooked in all of this, and it's about time that we start singing the praises of Dunleavy. Because,
man,
let me tell you something. If Buster Posey does this in his first year, you sure as hell are going to hear a lot more about Buster than you are Mike Dunleavy. Dunleavy has come up, he's come up aces every time he's pulled the lever. I mean, maybe the Schroeder trade,
but it was effort.
Yeah. But I think that, I mean, when you think, first of all, Jimmy Butler, but even going, I mean, back to Trace Jackson Davis and Pajemski. Who the hell thought, like, Pajemski out of Santa Clara? I sure as hell didn't see that guy going to 17 or whatever it was overall. And now, with this Quentin Post, like, he's got no draft real capital with which to work.
Oh, man.
And he's getting rotational pieces.
Man.
I know that, you know, we love Bob Myers for being the architect.
Bob.
But at some point, I think that we've got to shine a light on Dunleavy, who has done just about everything right up to this point.
Yeah, and if you listen to the owner, and I gave him his flowers yesterday, not trying to kiss butt. Where's that going to get me? The bottom line is Joe Lacob, since getting booed at Chris Mullin's retirement ceremony, grabbed the mic and said he was going to build a winner. He's done that, got a privately funded building here in San Francisco that didn't cost any taxpayers any money, and now he's ready to go back in the red again to try to continue what's left of this thing. But when I say what's left, it sounds like, man, we got nothing to look forward to. But, Dan, you just hit on it. Pods, TJD, Moody, and Jonathan Kuminga. And that's why when you say, and I love that you feel this way, it's the last dance, not last dances. I'm like, man, if you tell me Jimmy Butler needs to play 60 next year and Steph needs to play 62 and Dre 60, I feel like you got the youngsters who can take on that, that surplus of work for the duration of the season. So everything just feels like it's coming up roses right now. But the ultimate call, what I want to ask you is, do you think everybody was on board? Do you think there was any type of battle in regard to, is Jimmy the right type of war? Will he fit in?
Oh, hell yeah. No doubt.
Okay.
Yeah.
A tug of war per se.
Well, I didn't even think it was a tug of war like back in the day when they were going to trade Klay Thompson. Remember that?
Yeah.
For love, and they were sort of like, no, you can't get rid of Klay.
And I'll never forget that.
Yeah, remember that? I think that divided the room. I think that this was, yeah, let's do it, but I don't really want to.
Wow.
And I think that there was a reluctant, yeah, let's pull the trigger on this because we got nothing else.
And that was
like, we
becoming
do
abundantly clear.
And I will credit them that they stepped to the plate and they were willing to take a swing, right? And listen, I don't think that he fit in for the way they do things, certainly with the Golden State Warriors. I mean, come on, man. The thing about Butler, though, is what he's proven to all of us is that he's never been a bad guy necessarily with his teammates, aside from that.
No, you're right.
Udonis Haslem, yeah. And they were going to draw the hands.
I remember. Don't mess with my coach. Yeah.
But you take care of his money. I'll play nice. Like, they were so smart and like, and maybe this was Butler's people like, look, you want me to go there?
Because he said he wasn't coming here. Remember that?
Exactly. And I think that the fact that they signed him and extended him and the money was now taken care of.
Security.
But you're going to get the best version of Jimmy Butler.
I believe
right?
it too.
Like, that's, I don't even, listen, this is a honeymoon to a certain degree because, you know, they will lose a couple of games. So who knows? Maybe they're going to stay on this pace for the next 20-odd games. But usually the ebb and flow of an NBA season, you're going to go through a rash of games where you lose. Let's go through some of that and so we can balance out right. Just where Jimmy Butler is in terms of getting along with everybody. Because usually there's another shoe that's going to drop. It doesn't mean that he's going to go postal on everybody or he's going to go nuts. But it's just, let's see bad Jimmy and then we can like, okay, it's like I always give this analogy if you back in the day, pre-2003, okay. When you were a single man, you go out on a date, and everybody's putting their best foot forward. Like, you go on a date for the first time or the first month.
I remember.
Everybody's fun, and everybody's witty, and everybody's in a good mood and trying to impress one another. And then after a couple of months, you see, oh, you got a little attitude, or, oh, there's a little impatience, or, oh, you got a little rage.
You don't want to give up the remote.
Yeah, it's like, it's not a deal breaker, but it's like, okay, now I know what it is that I'm dealing with. We got to get there with Jimmy Butler and the rest of his teammates. Right now, it's a lot of sugar and roses, and I just think that there's going to be, we'll find out when you go through a couple of losses just exactly where this team's temperament is at, and I think you get a better gauge at that juncture. Did we just talk to Big Smooth? Let's go to him again. Big Smooth.
One more chance, Smooth.
Oakland. What's up, my man? How are you?
No, you didn't talk to me. I'm good. I had to hang up, man. I had the big guy on the CEO called me, man. I had to drop y'all, but hey, listen.
Get that money, man.
Nobody's talking about, did you guys notice this? The Knox minutes? Knox is, I see something in Knox, and we need a dude like that who come in. You see that tip duck? Oh, my goodness. But Knox got real minutes. It wasn't garbage minutes. It was meaningful minutes. He had him in there. Nobody's talking about that. But I noticed that little sneaky move by Kerr. I like Knox's energy. I like that he's a big guy. He can do a little bit of everything. I mean, listen, the guy was a former lottery pick.
Yeah.
And I think under the right tutelage, you may have something there. I'm just saying, maybe the Sanchez minutes it gets transferred to Knox. But, you know, what was the purpose of bringing him in at that time? There was a reason for it, because during those garbage minutes, he stood out. He stood out more than anything else. I would rather have him playing than a lacrosse dude. All due respect, I appreciate his athleticism. But, hey, man, I'm just saying, Knox, and I know a guy down in the G, he got raving reviews down in the G League. He's been doing a great job. I think that Kerr may be using him a little bit more than what we think he will.
That's interesting. I mean, a number what? You said lottery pick, what, number 9? I think he was 8 or 9.
Nick.
So, yeah, he was supposed to have promise, and he's been in the league. And I do wonder, guys like that, and I'll go Kendrick Lamar on you early, that's been humbled and watching his career, you know, where you're trying to latch on to a new team.
Yeah.
And I look at Knox, and he did have a great tip dunk, but he's one of those guys, Big Smoothie. I don't want to steal your thunder, but he's one of those guys, 6'7". I like him. But when Kuminga comes back, he'll really be out the rotation. I could be wrong, and I'm not saying down the road or even next season maybe there's a spot for him, but I'm here to tell you, you know, I don't see him in the foreseeable rotation, and I could be wrong.
No, and I think to answer Big Smooth's question, I think he got an opportunity because he's on a 10-day. So Steve Kerr's like, yeah, you played well in some garbage. Let's see what you got. And quite frankly, last night, maybe you and I were seeing it through a different lens, Big Smooth. I think he took one step closer to going back to the beach, and the beach being Santa Cruz, because I didn't think it was a very strong performance. And, you know, he had an opportunity. He just looked a little discombobulated. He looked as though the moment was a little too big for him. And I don't mean to harp on the guy, but I'm just coming real here that I think that Knox that I saw last night, because a lot of people were like, let's give him a shot.
Yeah,
yeah, look at the athleticism. But you're right. The minute Kuminga comes back,
That's what I believe.
He's either back on the beach, or he's getting DMP'd at the end of the bench. But I don't think Knox, again, from what it is that I saw in a meaningful game and getting meaningful minutes last night, was very impressive. But you know, best of luck to the young man as the Golden State Warriors right now looking, you know, for what I think is just going to be that proverbial shot in the arm when Jonathan Kuminga, you know, comes back to this basketball team. And I think that with Kuminga coming back, schematically, does it work with Butler? Because I always say, like, when people do this on paper, like, oh, they both play the same position. Good players know how to play with one another. But do you think that there's, I mean, what's his fit? What's his fit when he comes back? He's coming off the bench. Is he starting? Is he replacing Moses Moody? Is he on the front line? Is he the 3? Is he the 4? What are we doing with Kuminga when he comes back?
That's so interesting. And Steve Kerr, I don't know if you heard it over the weekend, said, you know, he's had, just with his body type, he's had young Jonathan Kuminga watch a bunch of film on Jimmy Butler. So as much onus as it sounds like I'm putting on Kuminga to fit in, I think there's onus on Jimmy Butler making that go as easy as possible, along with the others. But the newest teammate, and the teammate that has never played ball, Kuminga, has, is Jimmy Butler. And I believe Butler's so damn good that he could kind of make that seamless. Mm-hmm. You know, I could be wrong, but Devone, you help me, because it's just consuming my thoughts of, will we see the same Jonathan Kuminga? I believe so in regard to the opportunities. But as far as starting, and Stein and I went back and forth in regard to, do you sit Moody down? Because I want to get to the answer as soon as possible. And that, to me, in regard to sports, is a brother going to work it out. Yeah, I'm going to be rusty, but the more I play and the more opportunity I get, Devone, I can round into shape by the time we get going. So I would put him right back in the starting lineup if his ankle was 100% and there was no physical limitation.
So you're sitting Moody?
Yeah, I would.
All right. All right.
And do you think that's a long shot? Because I think we're staring, you tell me real quick here, strength in numbers, it's 2.0. I think we're staring that right back in the face, and that's a good thing.
Well, the question just becomes, if you're going to take Moody off the floor, again, it's spacing. And I'm with you. I think he's going to be a three-point shooter somewhere around 40% in his career. Not right now. I think he's going to get incrementally better. But in the here and now, if you're going to play the 3, you got to be able to shoot. You got to be able to shoot from distance. And that's never been a strength of his. And so if you're talking about where he starts, again, you're looking at one shooter, and that's Steph. That's a proven shooter, right? Because Butler's not stepping out. Draymond ain't going anywhere. And then Jonathan Kuminga, Yeah, sometimes maybe he can feel it, but he's not a good three-point shooter. So your spacing now gets a little bit off with Jonathan Kuminga if he comes back into the starting lineup. The biggest question I have for him, and you know this, man, if you play pickup basketball, there's always that one dude who wants to lock you up like at half court.
Oh, man.
Like, what are you doing, man? Yeah. Come on, man.
I got work. Yeah.
Like playing pickup. Relax. But some guys, it's just in the DNA. And so I just wonder whether Jonathan Kuminga will ever be that guy. And I'm not talking about scoring or dunking or even hitting threes or going rim to rim. He can do that.
Yeah.
But all the basketball, the reason why Podziemski gets runs, because he understands, you know, how to connect people.
The nuance.
Yes.
And when people get mad at me because they say I'm saying basketball IQ, I'm not saying that in a derogatory way, but I think that's what we're talking about, the natural stuff of the game that I believe Pods and Moody have that Kuminga needs to work on.
And what Jimmy Butler has, and so it's always been absent, but now it's enhanced more so because Butler's here, and that's how Butler cuts his teeth in the NBA. And so now it becomes really an issue as to how quickly he can close that gap to understand how to play this game between the years, as opposed to just, you know, dealing on people.
But I know we're up against it, but Dan, is he ever going to see Kuminga another double team in his life if he's on the floor with Curry and Butler at the same time? Because the one thing we know he can do is get by somebody and attack. Like, I'm thinking like, oh my god, I'm going to want to bite my knuckle thinking about that going well. Easier basketball for JK. Stani would say it's not just scoring.
Well, you know,
he's got a point.
Think about it, because this basketball team, it's not about, you know, Jimmy Butler's not a scorer. He just connected everybody, man. Mm. And it's like dad sat down in Thanksgiving at the head of the table, and now everybody goes to their rightful spot, right?
That's
like when dad's
good.
Not
That's
there, like
one.
I will sit in whoever's seat, I'm eating whatever.
I love that one.
You know, and now it's like there's structure. And he's got to buy into the strike. At some point, he's got to graduate, and the light's got to go on that I got to do it a different way. All right, let's get to the break. Download the free Odyssey app and check us out on YouTube and Twitch, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. This segment is sponsored by Ceramonte Ford. Head down to Ceramonte Ford to lease a 2024 Mustang Mach-E Select or a Mach-E Select or a 2024 Ford Lightning and receive the Ford Power Promise that includes standard home installation of a Ford charge station located right off the 280 in Colma, Daly City. Ceramonte Ford, your San Francisco EV dealer. All right, Rich and Fremont, the rest of the callers, hang on. We'll continue to talk about the Golden State Warriors and the remarkable 56 by Steph Curry. They've won 5 in a row. Up next, right here on 95.7 The Game, they got the Philadelphia 76ers. We'll take your calls and much more. It's Guru, it's Dan here on 95.7 The Game.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacead. Almacead is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacead. Find out more and see the university studies at almacead.com. That's almased.com.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.